Senate Republicans have hinted they are willing to give a little if it means passing tax reform. Tennessee's Bob Corker, for example, says he will support taking out a provision that repeals a key component of the Affordable Care Act. New York Democrat Charles Schumer, the Senate minority leader, acknowledges that willingness to compromise.
Yeah, there's some give. I've been talking to my Republican Senate friends. They don't like parts of this bill. And there's give in the House, because when it comes back from the Senate, it's probably even going to be worse.
Critics of the Senate plan say many within the middle class would actually see a tax increase over the next 10 years. Schumer says the House version allows some state and local tax relief, but those deductions are eliminated entirely from the Senate version. The bill is also bad for state budgets, Schumer insists. While admitting he's a Democrat asking Republican peers to reject a Republican president's desired tax reform, Schumer says this is not mere party politics. He recalled a previous push to reject a tax reform bill put forth by his own party peers.
In 1986, there was a Democratic bill put forward by Gephardt and Bill Bradley, the basketball player, for tax reform. I led a charge of Democrats and Republicans saying we're not voting for it till state and local is taken out. We got it taken out, tax reform passed. To do the same thing now.
President Donald Trump has said he wants tax reform passed before Christmas, but critics, including some Senate Republicans, are not comfortable with such a fast deadline. Ron Johnson of Wisconsin is among them. He told the Wall Street Journal the bill favors corporations over other businesses unfairly, and he called the process for this bill offensive. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.